May Benjamin has heart trouble and other ailments. She relies on a personal assistant for basics like help in showering and housekeeping, even balancing a checkbook. The assistant is her daughter, Melody Benjamin. Melody says she, in turn, depends on her union, SEIU, for support. Some experts say it is African-American women like Melody Benjamin who could feel the most impact of the Janus decision. The Supreme Court, acting on an Illinois-based case supported by Governor Bruce Rauner, made its ruling in June. Rauner's staff did not respond to a request for comment about the story. Already earn less on average. Black women make 66 cents for every dollar white men are paid, and studies show that they earn even less than white women. Nationwide, there are 17 million public service sector employees. Almost 18% of those are African American women. Economist Heidi Scherholz is with the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C.
To the extent that public sector union members act on their newfound ability to free ride to get the benefits of unionization without having to pay for the cost of those benefits, if that succeeds in hurting unions' effectiveness, that will have a disproportionate impact on Black women.
Ralph Martiri is executive director of the Chicago-based Center on Tax and Budget Accountability, and he agrees. Both Martiri Center and the EPI have funders that include unions.
Taking away union protections, particularly public employee union protection, will disproportionately cause harm to African American women just because of the large percentage of them that do, in fact, find not just gainful employment, but even leadership-based, management-based employment in the public sector.
A September report that looked at the state of unions estimates that the Janus decision will reduce public sector union membership rates by 8 percentage points. But Martiri said such numbers are only conjecture and that the Janus decision could have a different effect.
It could galvanize efforts of the union to get their base more excited about not just staying a member of the union, but recruiting others that are on the fence to get involved in the union to protect their rights. So we'll see if it has that kind of sort of motivating, organizing effect for union leaders. I'm sure they're going to try to use it.
The unions themselves are not reporting diminishing numbers so far. In mid-August, an AFSCME Council 31 spokesman said about a dozen members quit the union, while his organization had signed up an additional 1,000 or so. An Illinois Education Association spokeswoman said her members were invigorated by the anti-union rhetoric revolving around Janus. Since the decision, she said, less than 1% of the membership had resigned, but others were signing up at a rate of 3-1. Melanie Benjamin, the healthcare assistant, is part of the collective bargaining unit and is an executive committee member for her local.
We're going to get stronger, and we're going to just educate our members and educate our home care workers and let them know that they do have a voice and the work that we do is vital.
But conservative groups that supported the Janus argument, like the Policy Institute, say the struggle between them and unions is about First Amendment rights. The Policy Institute declined to comment on tape. Janus himself did not answer a request for comment. Jarrett Scorup is Director of Communications for the Michigan-based Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He says he doesn't believe that the Janus decision is a negative for African-American women.
From our standpoint, that just means that a higher percentage of African-American women are going to have a choice in their membership. So they bear the benefits of the decision, I would say, because they can choose whether they want to continue paying dues to the union or not.
Meanwhile, Benjamin says she refuses to be discouraged.
We're going to continue to face these attacks, but we're not going to allow them to push us down.
I'm Maureen McKinney.